What would you like to discuss today?
I think we should discuss just the market and where it's at. I think it's confusing when you talk about how the numbers work. When people say, hear you say cutting basis points, they assume that it means that their mortgage rates are going to go down.
So
just really what that means. And then also how the real estate market is impacted on like a granular level. So with appraisals, with prices changing, with supply and demand, when a home is getting appraised or I have to go value a property for a client to price it, what that looks like. Because if you're looking at data from 6 months ago, is the market the same now that it was 6 months ago? Not even close.
Not even close.
And that's really hard for people to, like, conceptually it makes sense. But when you put it into how it affects your home when you're going to sell it, it's overwhelming for people.
And here's why. Your home, right? You live on Happy Meal Lane, and you're at 123 Happy Meal Lane, and the home next to you at 126 Happy Meal Lane, or across the street from you at 126 Happy Meal Lane, sold for $400,000. So you think your home is worth $400,000?
Right. Now, which makes sense.
Which makes sense.
Yep.
It's the same home, same condition, and it went in 3 weeks, so it's a fluid market. Everything's great.
Right.
Last month, 121 Happy Meal Lane, right next door to you, same house, same room, same square foot, same condition, went for $375,000. Something happened. And it was on the market for 90 days.
Yeah, that's right. The market times are definitely shifting. And I think the amount of homes that are out there directly relates to how motivated a buyer is.
Yes.
So if you're going to go look in your price point and there's two homes to see, okay, that's some motivation for you. You've got two choices. If you're going to go look and there's six choices, well, guess what? You now have leverage as the buyer. And sellers are missing that, right? And so you have to look at just the where is the market at, like the condition overall, to really effectively price something. It's not just sales. It's also the demand and, you know, how things are sitting. And it's just shifted quickly. You know, we've had 5 years of prices not mattering, condition not mattering, and now it does.
No inspections, which was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are getting offers that are 4%, 6% below list price.
And two pages of home inspection challenges.
Yeah, sure. We're just going back into a normal position, right?
Yes. And I will throw this out to you, other than the dead body in the house. Has anybody died in the house? I will ask you this question first. Is it, if somebody is buying a $400,000 home, average home price in this area, $200,000 to $400,000, is that what you're seeing?
Yep.
You know, yes, you go to seven digits, but let's just say a $400,000 home.
Yeah.
And it needs a new furnace, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000.
Okay.
And it needs whatever, this, that, it needs
Maintenance.
$15,000 worth of work. Is it better? And everybody's like, well, I'm going to drop the price to $385,000 or get a $400,000 home at $400,000 and get a $15,000 closing cost credit. Because how are you going to have the 15 G's to do the work that needs to be done that your home inspector that you sent out there to do the work, to do the inspection, I should say, told you needs to be done? Would you rather have the seller do it, or would you rather have the buyer reduce the cost? So, A, have the seller do it before you close.
Okay.
Two, get a $15,000 closing cost credit so the buyer could bring in their service providers to do the work. Or C, three, get a, or deduct the price. Is it C? C.
One, right. Two, a, B, one, two, C. Yeah.
Right. G. I'm a numbers guy. Okay, so number three, okay, drop the price from $4,000 to $385,000. Those are your three choices. Sell or do it, get a closing cost credit, or drop the price.
Yeah. A lot of times buyers want to have control to do it themselves, and so the closing cost credit makes sense. For sellers to do it, you run the risk that if you do that, and it's just, if something is technically older but functional, you don't have to fix it. That's how the contract reads. So the buyer is assuming that always makes more sense. If you reduce the price, essentially you're not doing yourselves any favors. Your payment may go down, you know, $18 a month, but the closing cost credit allows you to retain that money in your account, right?
Yes.
And that's, I think, really confusing. We could probably dive into that a little deeper for people to understand. But there's always two ways to buy a home. One, lowest monthly payment, in which case if you reduced the purchase price, you'd get the lowest monthly payment. The second way is the lowest amount of money at closing, and that would be a closing cost credit because you're retaining your own money in your bank.
But you don't have the money to do the work that needs to be done. If you buy it for
If you reduce the price.
If you reduce the price. You
do
it. And $15,000, it seems high. Okay, let me go through this with you. $600-$700 for an attorney. $1,500 to $2,000 for insurance. Right there's 2,500 of the $15,000. So now you got another $12,500 to go.
Because you can only get a credit for as much as the closing costs are.
Right.
So, you know, if there was something that was needed, like a roof, you can't just go get money for a roof. It's not legal. They track that money, and the only thing you can do is get money for the closing costs that you have as a buyer.
All applicable closing costs and prepaid. So you got you got the attorney taken care of. You've got the insurance taken care of. Mm-hmm. So right there, that's two G's.
Right.
All right. So $15,000, you're down to 13 G's right there. Okay.
Yep.
Let's just use round numbers. 13 sure. grand. You got title fees, which is about $4,000.
Yep.
So now you're down to $9,000. Okay. You got closing costs with all the mishigas, about $3,000 with appraisal. Right. Now you're down to $6,000.
Yep.
And most likely you're going to have to pay prepaid interest, because if you close today, I know it's a Saturday. You can't buy a house on a Saturday because not too many title companies working. But let's just say you close today and it's the 5th. It's the 6th.
Yep.
Right? We've got 25 days until the end of the month. So you're going to pay 25 days worth of interest until the end of the month. That comes out of that.
Yep.
And you've got to load up your escrow account, which comes out of that. Now, if you're not loading up your escrow account, we could try to figure out something else to use with the money.
Right.
But then the tax preparation gets applied to your down payment if you can prove that you had the money in the first place. And that $15,000 that you need to do all of the work that your home inspector that you hired, mm-hmm. most likely that you recommended to your buyer,
sure.
is telling you, you need this. And the seller might be like, yeah, that furnace, that 15-year-old furnace is good. Yeah, that's great. You're moving out. It's extended its life. You know, that 15-year-old water heater that you put in when you put the furnace in,
yeah.
should probably go, Joe.
So what happens if that credit's larger than those costs?
It can't be.
Well, hang on. You could get 3%. Okay, if you put down 5%, you get 3% credit. You go 5 to 25, you get a 10% credit. If all of the credit is used up, you could use that money to buy the rate down or to buy a home warranty.
It could just never go towards your down payment legally.
Right. Yeah. It's got to go towards a prepaid. So all that money that's going towards all the other stuff, you now have available to go towards your, it can be applied towards your down payment as long as you verify that you had at least 3 or 5% into the transaction.
It's up to your lender and your realtor to make sure that you're not going to be asking for money that you can't utilize.
Right. Yeah. A lot of monetary masturbation. Okay. A lot of moving of numbers.
But it sounds like there's always a place you can spend it.
Yes.
Yes.
Nobody masturbates numbers better than me. I'm just letting you know that.
I've heard that.
Yes. And I'm sure that'll be rejoined somebody. Nobody does it better in the industry than me. I got a couple down in Florida right now. Buying an $800,000 place, putting 5% down. We got them a $25,670 closing cost credit. $830 or $850, whatever the number is. And I had to explain it to them literally 10 times.
Yeah.
And their realtor 10 times.
It's confusing for people.
If they'd never do it. I'm just like, here, you're going to see it at the end. At the end, guess what? They're going to bring in $40,000. They now got this $25,670 to apply. And they're walking in with like $2,000 to buy their home. They're like, okay, now we get it.
Yep. Yeah. Right?
And they wanted to do all this work in the house. Now they got all that money. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out.
224-239-3966 or SarahLeonardSells.com.